from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
I am all about the vibes. You heard John Harris. You heard Sean Pendergast with Dave Anderson earlier in the hour, in the previous hour. The vibes are at an amazing level right now, and it feels damn good, Lopez, to do radio in the city of the AFC South champions, the AFC South division favorites, where you got the best quarterback in the division. You got one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, one of the best coaches in the NFL, a wide receiver group that's going to take a backseat to none. Lopez, I am pumped about doing radio in this city this week, man. I cannot wait for camp.
Well, it starts this week, and you should be pumped. And, you know, I was thinking about this last night when I was piddling around with things we wanted to talk about today. It wasn't that long ago when, and I'm not proud of this, when I would, in the midst of training camp, I would go, oh, I got to go out there again. I got to see Deshaun Watson play safety. I got to see all these guys talking about things that that dodging questions and avoiding things and all that. And I'm like, it wasn't that long ago.
Not to just complain, but it was a point where training camp was a chore, Lopez.
Yes.
You're not lying about that.
Why y'all bringing up old stuff?
No, I'm glad you said that, Figgy, because I'm like, talk about life comes at you fast.
Yeah.
Like we knew this team was going to be fun to watch a year ago today, but we didn't know what we had.
Yeah.
You know, we were excited about training camp over a year ago today, but we didn't know it was going to be this. Like, you know, we knew a little over a year ago about this time that there were some young players that could maybe be something. We didn't know they were something. And so that's kind of what I'm saying, Figgy. Like, it was a blink of an eye ago when it was drudgery getting out there. And now we're like popping out of bed, both feet on the ground, you know, and let's go.
They're bringing up Deshaun.
But even like past that, though, Figgy, like the difference between this year and last year, even like Lopez is talking about, is optimism versus expectation.
Yeah.
Last year, it was optimism. It was newness. I talked about this a lot when I come on. I'd say, man, the newness of this team, I don't know how good they're going to be. I don't know if they're going to win 6 games or if they're going to win 10 to 12 games. I came in here actually one time and said I could see how they could win 12. And they actually went out there and won. Y'all thought I was crazy.
Yeah, we did.
And they went out there and won. They won 10 in a playoff game. So how about that?
Yeah.
But that was more built on optimism, on, you know what, if I squint, I could see it. If this goes right and that goes right, we could see how it happens.
Mm-hmm.
That was where we were operating last year. The difference this year is that there is a certain expectation. There's newness to the team because you did make some additions, some key additions, and we'll talk about those later in the show. But it's not just that, man. You got an established winner here, and it happened in just 1 year. I get it. It's just been 1 year.
Yeah.
But because of the newness of last year and how young it is, right? It was the first year quarterback, the first year head coach, the first year offensive coordinator, a rookie sensation at wide receiver that only played a certain amount of games because he got hurt, a third year wide receiver that got paid over the offseason. Like, mm-hmm. there was a lot of Derek Stingley, who we're talking about, a lot of newness to the team last year that has established itself going into this year, where there is a juxtaposition of optimism from last year versus expectation going into this year, and I'm excited
last
about it.
Last year, we were, as you said, optimistic, and we were hopeful. This year, we're excited, and we're anticipating. I mean, the difference in those words is a lot, is big. Like, when we are anticipating things this year. Last year, we were optimistic about them. And speaking of anticipating things, you know, when we step out there on Thursday, and we're all going to be out there, and of course, as John Harris brought up, we're going to be broadcasting in the morning, broadcasting midday out there. Speaking of that, like, we have, like, as soon as they blow the first whistle and they get going, there are going to be stories happening right before our eyes. Like, you know, who's running where? Because they have to put guys out there. You know, they're going to put, like, is it Kamari Lassiter? Where are they going to put Kenyon Green?
Who's that number two cornerback?
Who's the number two cornerback?
Who's running with the one?
Like, from the first whistle, we're going to start seeing how this season is going to go.
Where's Kenyon Green?
Oh, dude, there is.
Exactly.
There is appointment viewing mm-hmm. across the entire team.
What's the front seven look like?
No, the entire team.
Yeah.
Like, even the positions of strength, mm-hmm. even the positions that you're excited
Stephon
about.
Stephon going to run some slot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know who the main guys are going to be in terms of weapons and pass catchers, but you're going to even want to see what that looks like, the competition on the lower end of that position group. So you're going to be watching that. Obviously, what we talked about on the offensive line. Okay, mm-hmm. who's running at center and who's running at guard? Those are the types of things that you only really care about at training camp, because they're already established for the most part during the season until somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
So you're watching that sort of thing. Like, that's the type of minutia that you care about in training mm-hmm. camp, the type of thing that we're excited about. Who's running first team left guard? Who's running first team center?
Yeah.
Okay, also on the defensive line, we talked about that. We're excited about the edge rushers, but who are those guys that are getting most of the reps on the interior? You talked about the front seven. Who is the linebacker? I talked about this. The linebacker that emerges not named Azeez Al-Shaair or Christian Harris.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to be
tight
watching
tight end.
Tight end. Well, and
we know Dalton Schultz, but they're going to go more than one.
Well, even more than that, like, I figure that I know the hierarchy and mm-hmm. what the tight end depth chart probably looks like.
But do you?
But I care more so about how they're going to use them. Yeah, I mean, Dalton Schultz is their main guy.
No, I know that, but who's number two?
Well, I'm assuming that it's some mixture of Cade Stover and Brevin Jordan, but I want to see what it looks like. Like, I mean, everywhere, mm-hmm. all around the field, man. Like, again, even the positions of strength, not just the positions of weakness where you're trying to figure out.
No, not even close.
Where are they going to go in this position, but also even the positions of strength are going to be exciting for
us. Yeah, and that's all going to be right in front of us. It's all fair game, and we're going to be able to share that with you right off the bat. I mean, you mentioned everything but running back. Hell, you can't tell a lot about running backs until really 3, 4, 5 games into the regular season, much less the preseason or training camp. But you can see what they think of them.
Running
back, see where they put them.
Running backs are going to come up in my camp crushes later on in the show.
All right.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Right, so I say that on purpose. But you're correct about that.
Like,
let me ask you this, Lopez. What are you, and you too, Figgy, what are y'all most looking forward to? What is a thing that you are most looking forward to seeing when we get out there, when the players get out there on the field, the thing that you're most looking forward to observing? I got one thing on my mind.
I think, to me, that's a layup. That's an easy one. Cornerback and how they play, particularly Kamari Lassiter, against these receivers. Like that, to me, is number one. And I said it during minicamp, which was just like a little snippet of what we saw. But if Kamari Lassiter is out there 2, 3, 4, 5 days into training camp and he's making plays, I mean, we could be on to something.
Yeah, I would agree as far as like on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking more in the mindset, Figgy, like just the aura of it being C.J. Stroud's team. I've heard this talked about on the station throughout the week so far, the last couple of days.
Yeah.
C.J. Stroud going in there and the difference of, remember we talking about the difference of last year? Of the newness versus now, the establishment, the difference of optimism versus expectation. C.J. Stroud just going in there and having a command of the squad, not just the offense even, in the playbook and the play calls. I think he's already got, we saw that already.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you're going in there
with the field general.
The field general and the established franchise quarterback. Everybody knows what time it is. There's no like real question about it. Like, hey, are they going to start the rookie? Is he going to beat out the veteran who we know, who we already know he's better than? But like, how's it going to work out? Like, you already have all of that established. And then what does it look like for CJ coming off? And I'm really curious about this from him once we hear from him. What it's been like this offseason where his life has just completely changed.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a different level of star and celebrity. Still probably, like, I don't know how much better of a football player he is necessarily. I'm sure he got better throughout the season. But, like, still probably with the same level of confidence that he had last year.
Yeah.
But level of celebrity all the way different. And now going into camp, the command of the team and of the squad, I feel like that's the thing I'm most looking forward to.
No, that
to.
Is more of a kind of an abstract thing.
And even, but, like, it, I feel like I'll be able to see it even before they actually start having those matchups that you're talking about.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because remember last year, even though we knew CJ was going to start over Davis Mills, but this is the first year where this is CJ's squad. He's going in as the captain. He's the man. There's no, he got to earn it and all this other stuff. This is his squad. So I want to see how he come in. I want to see how people actually respond to him too, with this being, this is his first camp as the guy. Like, hey, I'm me.
Yeah, there is an aura around this squad, and I know that that term is kind of overly used these days, but I think it applies here with the Texans. There is an aura around the squad, and I think it's centered around both CJ Stroud and DeMeco Ryans to a slightly lesser degree, but also I think it shouldn't be overlooked. Let me give you one though, to Lopez on the field, since you gave the Kamari Lassiter thing.
Uh-huh.
I want to see it. We'll get into sticks here a little bit. I want to see Titus Howard in training camp. I want to see how he matches up against. You know how excited we are about these edge rushers, about Will Anderson, about Danielle Hunter, about DeNico Autry, and even some of the depth they got at that position.
That's the best thing that could happen to him.
They brought back Jerry Hughes.
Yeah.
Like, they got dudes, like, for days now.
They signed another dude today.
They did. Yeah. From the XFL.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, Titus Howard coming back and being switched from the wrong position to the correct position.
Yeah.
And what that looks like, that is something that I'm intrigued by, because if it doesn't look right.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because he went over the guard and it shouldn't happen, but now he's back at the position he got paid to play at. But he also dealt with the injury.
Yeah.
If it doesn't happen, they just drafted a rookie that seems like he might be equipped to step in right away and fill that void if there is one.
And that is something that you can tell even from the first couple of days of training camp when they're not wearing pads. You can see how guys are moving on. Now, it's not full contact, but it's contact and it's movement and it's how they play some of their moves and stuff. And I want to get back to the CJ Stroud thing. I'm going to illustrate it this way. I know a lot of people have done this, kind of played this game in your mind. Like, you're going to a high school basketball game, and you don't really know the players on the team, but you see one dude and you go, that's a dude right there. Like, just the way they walk in, the way the team gravitates to him, the way they kind of handle themselves, the way they just feel, look and feel, it feels as if they're confident. Like, you can walk into a gym and say, that dude right there is one of the dudes. He's the dude. I think that's what we're talking about with CJ Stroud, that aura. Like, you, we should be able to see how people, how the players respond to him, how he handles himself, the way the coaches and he, you know, interact. Like, I think, like, that's the difference this year and last year. We're going to step onto the field and we're saying, even if we didn't know who he was, we're saying that's the dude right there.
Yeah, and it does come with the success, though. Like, it comes with proving yourself, because I do feel like that was there.
Yeah.
But it was more so, like, that was there last year.
But I more so that, this year.
But last year was more so attributed to what was already there. Like, we'd already done the Davis Mills thing, and we figured, hey, you know, that's probably a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And then Case Keenum, you know, in his mid-30s, we knew that wasn't the deal. So we're like, okay, this should be the guy.
Yeah.
And he looks like he is the guy. Then we went out there, he went out there, yeah, and we saw that he is.
Yeah.
And so I think the aura, a lot of it is attached to exactly what we saw. But I will point this out too, Lopez. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of guys like that now. Just like what I would call, and I think this is what you're saying, get off the bus types.
Yeah.
Like, they get off the bus and you're like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's a guy.
That's who we playing tonight? That's who on their team?
Yeah.
So, like, they got that. CJ Stroud is kind of like that, I think, more so because of what we've seen.
And it's not a matter of, like, you know, size or imposing figure.
Another one.
You can just tell.
Another one. Stephon Diggs.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one, not an imposing figure, but when Stephon Diggs step off the bus, you're like, that guy? They got Stephon Diggs on their team. Right? Like, so he's like that. And then Joe Mixon is that in the more traditional sense. Mm-hmm. And like, you're like, oh, their running back is that tall, that big? Oh, and he's Joe Mixon? Like, so you got a lot of get off the bus type of dudes going into training camp and going into this season that I feel like it's just, man, it is a lot to be excited about, Lopez. I cannot wait to get over there and do radio with you. Figgy, you didn't give us your what's the thing that you are most looking forward to watching the training camp?
I really want to see the cornerback position. I kind of agree with Lopez, because Lassiter, their second round pick, I'm interested to see how they feel about him. If he can actually beat these guys out and be the number two, man, that would be a huge win for the Texans, because remember when they drafted him, we was kind of questioning his 4.6 speed and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I figure he'll probably play nickel or something like that. But if he can win a job, man, that's a good thing.
To
man.
Me, that's a no-brainer. That's it on the field.
So I would even go, like, I agree. Mm-hmm. I would even go beyond that, though. Like, that whole position group.
Yeah.
The whole cornerback, I'm talking about vibes. The whole cornerback vibe. Think about it. On the one side, Derek Stingley, okay, and whoever he matches up against. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be locked in on Derek Stingley reps. So that's his own story.
Yeah.
But y'all talking about Kamari Lassiter. Like, I'm picking him to win that job. I think I've done that already on the air. But they got other guys there, too, that I think they're going to have to rely on at some point. And I've pointed this out. But, like, we throw away the whole Jeff Okuda, C.J. Henderson thing. And rightfully so. We get it. They flamed out in spots where they were expected to do a lot. So it's not like we're supposed to be expecting them to do a lot.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about going into training camp and the dudes that they have and the depth at that position.
Yeah, the bodies.
Oh, dude, the bodies at that position. And you want to talk about Texans history?
Yeah.
Like, looking back on what they've done at the cornerback position in the past, and now you're talking about former first-round picks as possible depth?
Yeah.
At the cornerback position, I cannot wait to watch the cornerback.
Yeah. I'll put it this way. I don't have high expectations for them, and I'm pulling for Lassiter because I think he's got that kind of upside.
It's more about watching him at camp for
but,
me. Not expectations,
yeah.
Just watching him at camp.
Yeah, but I will say this. There's a place for Henderson and Okuda on this team.
That's what I'm saying, Logan. Yeah.
There's a place for
that's
them
my
on
point.
This team.
I pretty much threw out the whole, that was a top five pick and all that's top 10.
Yeah, forget all of that.
I threw all that out.
Yeah, forget all of that.
Because last year, they clearly needed bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now they have bodies. If that's somebody that can step up for injury, that's, you know, a second or third injury or something like that, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Brandon Scott here with John Lopez and Figgy Fig on In the Loop. Coming up next, man, we got training camp coming up this week, man. I cannot wait. How much has the opinion of Nick Caserio changed in just a year? We'll talk about that next on In the Loop.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!